Hey there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. This week, we're celebrating the many, many healings that have come simply from reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Today, we have an encore lift from Jillian Litchfield. She's from the Boston area in Massachusetts.
My husband is not a morning person, and he'd started a new job, and we'd moved a little further away, and we had to get up earlier. And so he was getting up and complaining from the time he got up to the time he dropped me off at work. And I tried, like, okay, well, you sleep this late, we'll do this, we'll try leaving here, what can we do to fix this? And nothing had worked. And it was irritating. So I was reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy through. If I wasn't working, if I wasn't cleaning the house, if I wasn't commuting, I was reading Science and Health. No other book was being opened. In fact, I was reading it so much that my husband noticed and he said, "Don't you want to read something else?" And I was like, "No." And was so intent on what I was getting, a better understanding of God and myself as God's spiritual self-expression, ideas that I had never thought of before, that I hadn't noticed it, but it had made a change in my life. I wasn't irritated at my husband anymore. You know, I was at peace. He was still complaining about having to get up early, and it just didn't bother me anymore. The day that I realized that I'd had a healing, we were driving in, and he was complaining, and then all of a sudden, he just stopped and said to me, "I'm really sorry about complaining." And it was like, wait a minute, I hadn't even been noticing that he was complaining. And I was able to just say, "Oh, that's all right. I love you." And that was the last time he complained like that. But I realized that I'd had my healing first because it had stopped bothering me. It was not on my radar. I was like surprised. The thing that stood out to me was that the change was my thought, not his thought. And this was the effect that happened just because that's what growing more in your understanding of God does. From then on, I have read Science and Health each year.
Thanks for joining us. You can hear even more healings in this week's Sentinel Watch with Jen McLaughlin and Ethel Baker. You can find the link right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.